Some thoughts. I often wonder why some paranormal and UFO shows are so popular when certain ones are just full of guesses and opinions. One of the things which has annoyed me lately was the fact so many petroglyphs are said to represent certain things, when that statement is just a matter of opinion. When we deal with ancient races, we have to realize there was a lot of drawings which could have represented anything. Many times, some so-called expert will look at a petroglyph and say it represents an extraterrestrial, when that petroglyph could just be a representation of what the artist thought a god looked like or imagined something. There are so many representations of animals, hybrid animals, and humans. This could just have been the religion at the time. If one looks at thousands of drawings, they are bound to find drawings that could look like something they were not meant to. It is almost like looking at fields of rocks and spotting a face. While it might look like a face, it is really nothing more than an odd set of rocks which nature arranged in a strange way. It is never too good to be so sure of anything which is ancient. Being overconfident has caused problems in the past with identifying objects and dating them. Take for example the dates given to some structures which are now being challenged. Some of the most ancient structures found, such as Göbekli Tepe, were dated as being 12,000 years old, but some scientists are challenging this date and believe the ruin could be as old as 20,000 years. Believe me when I tell you this is happening more than most know. Even the age of the universe has been challenged and some scientists are saying it is twice as old, and we might find out someday it is far older than even they think. There are those who think there could have been other earlier races on this planet. I am talking about intelligent races that may have even been ahead of us in technology. There has been technology found inside ancient rocks, for example. Most of these objects were said to be found in coal. Those were the days when many people heated their homes with coal, and the abundant use of it led to more findings by average people. Most of the things found in coal were jewelry or small everyday objects. There were some exceptions, like a spark plug found in an ancient rock. What I do not understand is the fact if there were indeed very intelligent races on the Earth before us, how come we haven't found any preserved inventions? We haven't found any indications of them at all. Some say the Earth is so dynamic even stone structures beyond a certain age would no longer exist on the surface or be completely destroyed. Some scientists are saying the Earth is not 4.5 billion years old, but could be twice as old. There are, however, those people who still believe it is only 10,000 years old and use the Bible to state this. One thing is for sure, and that is, it is almost impossible to get every person, whether they are an expert or not, to all agree on anything. It could be since all the continents move around, some rise, and some fall over lengthy periods of time, really ancient societies which might have existed billions of years ago would leave no trace. There is also the fact this planet of ours is mostly water, and we know less about the bottom of the ocean than we do about the surface of the moon. This means to me there could be proof somewhere on the ocean floor of ancient civilizations which were not human. There is also the fact they could be completely covered by undersea mountains and many miles of ocean floor. It just seems to me the Earth, even if it is only 4.5 billion years old, could have developed not just one intelligent race in all that time, but others, and if it is twice that age, who knows how many could have formed. Let's get back to the petroglyphs. Could it be somehow ancient man knew about at least one prior race and some of their petroglyphs reflect this? Some native tribes claim an ancient race rescued them in the dim past and brought them underground to protect them. They called that race the Ant People. This was not because they looked like ants, but because when they came to the surface, they reminded the Native Americans of ants climbing to the surface. There are also witnesses alive today who claim to have seen lizard-like beings in very deep caves. Could they be the remnants of a very ancient race? The interesting thing is when a human embryo develops in the womb, it has a lizard-like tail. Could an intelligent race of lizard people have been the forerunner of the human race? About 12 years ago, a lizard genome was sequenced. It was the Anole lizard. It was found to have some of the genes we also have. Ours are in a part of our DNA which doesn't seem to be used. They are said to be non-coding, but the ones in the lizard help them to deal with environmental changes. How did these genes get there? Are they from an ancient intelligent race of lizards or just from our everyday common lizards, which most scientists would say? I guess what we have to figure in is the fact our DNA is similar to different degrees to many creatures on this planet, and this has contributed to the idea of a single ancestor for all living things. It will be interesting to find out when we meet other beings if we have any similar genes to them. Maybe they won't even have DNA at all. This leads me to what I think will be one of the most interesting new fields once we really get to travel through space, and it will be extraterrestrial archaeology. It could be we might even find out all the creatures here, including us, came from another older planet and were transplanted here for some reason. The Earth might have been the rescue planet used to keep all the creatures alive because their planet was dying. These are only thoughts of what could be. Not of anything I really know. There are a lot of mysteries to be solved in the future.